The Bernstein and Harris Show.
Sexy Football with Matt Bowen.
I was listening to you guys on the radio one afternoon.
You should be. Everybody should.
Gotta be nice. Hostility, diddly, biddly, diddly. Oh, hell, diddly, ding, dong, crap. Can't you morons do anything right?
I don't know what they're doing up there. You're trying to hit your big day yesterday. You had your dedicated after your meetings to go out there and have a good Wednesday. And now your idiot offensive coordinator comes out and says one of the worst play calls that we've ever seen was one that he had right. It was a good play call and he would do it again.
They're getting ready for Arizona. That's what they're doing up there. Everything else
doesn't sound like
right now is noise that doesn't need to be put out into the world, but here we are. They're putting it out there, so we got to talk about it.
National laughingstock, and he's doubling down. I want to, just so this is top of mind, this was Mark Schlereth of Fox when he talked about the decision by Shane Waldron to call that play on the goal line, the ill-fated handoff to the backup center.
It goes back down to, what is your head coach doing? Is he involved in that call, or is he worried about the next defensive series? Because, you know, I'll tell you, as a guy who, you know, played offensive line and had my hands taped up and every finger taped up and had my wrist guards on and my wrist taped up, like, I have no business touching a football. I have no feel for a football. And to hand the ball, singularly, maybe the dumbest play I've ever seen in all my years as an analyst, to hand the ball to an offensive lineman, I just think it's stupid. Like, hey, listen, I understand it. If all of a sudden you fake him through the line of scrimmage and you get him out and you're throwing it to him and he's either going to drop it or it's going to fall. You know, if he drops it, just falls incomplete, or he's going to score a touchdown because nobody's covering that guy. I get that. All right. That one makes a little bit of sense to me. But to hand the ball in a scrum like that with your hands and your wrist tape, I could see his wrist guards on as he took the ball from the quarterback to dive into the middle of the line of scrimmage. Like, how that may be the, like, I'm telling you, it's one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well,
and like, I've played the position. I know how beat up my, that's the other thing, man. I think about when my kids were little, as I was a player, and, you know, all of a sudden one of your kids come running over to jump on your lap, and I'd be like, daddy's fingers, don't touch daddy's fingers. Like, my hands hurt so freaking bad. Like, your hands take a beating when you play offensive line. It's just the fact of the game. Look at how mangled offensive linemen's hands and fingers are from years of playing. I just look at it and go, you can't be that dumb. You obviously don't understand everybody's issues on a football field, because that's the last guy you want touching a football.
Well, Shane Waldron disagrees.
Not only does he disagree, but he says, and I'd do it again. That's the part that he didn't need to say.
Wrong
that.
Wrong answer.
He didn't need to say that.
Accountability. Does Ryan Poles at some point pick up a phone or text Eberflus, whoever he's got to go to, and say, hey, what's with your mans? What are we doing here?
Wait, say that again, because when you say it, it's hilarious.
I want Ryan Poles to just be like, hey, Matt, come get your mans here. Matt, this is your guy. You hired this guy. Someone in that organization, get Virginian or Cricket Bat to go down and smash Shane Waldron's computer screen. They keep talking about accountability.
All right, I'm putting a moratorium on the A word.
All right, I get it. Like, I get it.
We've talked about it so much now that it doesn't mean anything, which is hilarious because it sounds like it doesn't mean anything. So I think we need to put a moratorium on the A word for the time being until Sunday at the least. Let's talk about other things.
Before Chicago takes on Arizona, tune in Sunday from 12 to 3 p.m. for the Your Local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley will be live at Wonderverse in Oak Brook as they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction from Wonderverse on the Great Clips postgame show, presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and Timber Tech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. I want to hear it for myself now. I want to hear how this was said. Most importantly, I want to hear the follow-ups, because this is, I thought early in the week, I thought the end of the game was dumb. I thought the first 2 days of the week were dumb. I didn't think somebody, it's one thing to not take blame. It's another thing to redouble your own stupidity.